Welcome, everybody, to the Tuskegee Muskie Radio Show with your hosts, Billy Lowther and Tommy Mal. Hello, everybody. Today we have a very exciting topic. These men have changed the way of air warfare. Billy, can you guess who we are talking about?
Tommy, I ain't got a clue. Can you tell me who you are talking about?
The Tuskegee Airmen.
Wow, aren't they the first African Americans to fly in warfare and fight in World War II? That's a great topic.
It sure is. They were the first African Americans in flight and were able to make a huge difference in World War II.
Now we can go to an early bird caller in Delaware County. Good morning, everyone. I would like to talk about the last living Tuskegee Airman. His name is Willie Rogers. He was drafted into the U.S. Army in 1942 as a member of the 100th Air Engineer Squad in the logistics team. In one of Rogers' missions, he was shot in the stomach by a German soldier. After he was shot, he spent 3 to 4 months recovering in the London hospital. After the war, Willie and other troops took inventory of the camp. 62 years later, President Bush awarded the last 300 living Tuskegee Airmen the Congressional Gold Medal.
Thank you, Anonymous. Now we go to another caller who has a quote from the Tuskegee Airmen about their whole purpose and why they wanted to fight. Joe, we're listening. Hey guys, I found this really interesting. Here's the quote. We do not hate those who we fight. We do not love those who we defend. This is an unknown quote by one of the Tuskegee Airmen. He is saying that we are forced to hate people we fight. And there are people back in our country who they hate.
Now we go to Andre for a short commercial break.
Hola, chicos. You want brand new mower for your lawn? Well, it's your lucky day because it's discounted price of $72.99. You can have one of my brand new cat lawn mowers. Just call 1-800-SHIPPING-LAWNMOWERS.
Hello, everyone. We are back from the commercial break. Ready to talk to you guys about some facts about the Tuskegee Airmen. Billy, what's the facts you have for us?
As I said, the Tuskegee Airmen were the first African Americans to fly in the Air Force. In 1940, President Roosevelt announced at the White House there would be training African Americans to fly planes.
Didn't they start training in Tuskegee, Alabama at the new air base?
Yes, they did. And that is why they are called the Tuskegee Airmen. While they trained, they had to go through lots of racial discrimination.
That must have been really hard. People did not like the African Americans at the time, let alone them being soldiers in the Army.
Well, when they were finally accepted into the U.S. Army, their motto was Spitfire, and their nicknames were Red Tails or Red Tail.
That's very cool.
We have a special guest here. We have one of the Tuskegee Airmen's sons here to answer some questions that we got from our supporters. Juan Jorge, whenever you're ready.
Hey guys, my father, Benjamin O. Davis Jr., fought during World War II in air combat over North Africa and Italy. He also fought in long-range bomber escort missions over Nazi Germany.
My dad was the son of an Army general and a 1936 graduate of West Point. He led the 99th and later the 332nd Fighter Group in Europe during World War II. After his time as a Red Tail, he continued on to become part of the integrated U.S. Air Force and achieved the rank of Lieutenant General. He was a key role in the Korean and Vietnam Wars. He still continues to inspire me as a pilot and warfare general.
Your father must be a big inspiration to you.
Well, thank you for all your time and listen in tomorrow for a podcast on the Zoot Suit Rocks.